I'm Laura Boosinger, and this is Pandemic Arts, the audio version of the streaming video series where artists talk about how they're coping with the global pandemic. Darren Nicholson is a member of the award-winning bluegrass band Balsam Range. They've been named Entertainers of the Year, have garnered 13 IBMA awards, and have produced 8 critically acclaimed albums. Jennifer Nicholson is part of the fabric of Asheville High School, teaching choral studies, musical theater, piano, and vocal performance. This musical couple is staying home, hunkering down, and making do.
The world's not going to be the same after this, you know. It's just been a big learning curve on acceptance. The best things that came out of this for us have been spiritual growth, emotional growth, and perspective. Just like not taking things for granted, the simple things. I don't know. It's brought on a lot of maturity for us in a lot of ways. Self-reflection.
Absolutely.
Pretty much been hunkered down, staying at home, you know. Doing the social distancing, doing the masks, hand sanitizing, but basically staying in. I haven't had any shows. Really haven't had any reason to be out other than, you know, essential.
I got in the mask-making business. During this quarantine, I learned how to make masks because it became an essential thing for us to use. But it also helped me pass the time. It gave me something to focus my energy on. Not knowing what to do, I wanted to do something productive that felt, you know, like it was going to benefit us.
She made 1,000 of them. And I thought she had some kind of contract from Uncle Sam to make masks for the military. But
it's top secret. Yeah. Spent quite a bit of time working on it, but I mastered it, I think.
We are starting to see COVID hitting closer and closer to home. Some people that I do Zoom meetings with, some of their family members have even passed away. We had a trip to Montana this summer. We're really looking forward to that trip. I've gone out several times. My friends live out in Ennis, Montana. And it's just a beautiful spot. Jennifer and I were going on vacation, and one of our friends came down with it just right before we were supposed to fly out. So it's starting to hit close to home. My son had to be quarantined due to work, or his work earlier in the year. And so, you know, you read about it, you hear about it, but then when it starts creeping in, that, you know, it's a real thing.
We had planned a visit to my parents in Michigan, and also Darren's mom is, you know, she's immunocompromised as well. So it was important that we be extra, extra cautious. So even going to Michigan, you know, we packed meals. We normally would have stopped to get a bite to eat or something. You know, our stops were very limited. We stopped to get gas, you know, hand sanitizing and wipes at the gas pump.
Packed our own food
so we could avoid, you know.
Basically trying to avoid people unless it's absolutely necessary. You know, until everyone starts taking it seriously, things are going to keep shutting down. It's funny. Each day is different. You know, you wake up some days, I don't want to deal with any of it. I don't want to watch the news. I don't want to connect into the negativity. I don't want to think about everything that's going on. I just want to play an instrument. I want to write a song. I want to do something positive that day. Disconnect that way. So it kind of ebbs and flows.
If you want a piece, you better get in line. If you want a piece, you better get in line. Oh, $100 won't go far.
I teach at Asheville High School. I teach chorus and musical theater. This semester I had chorus, musical theater, and piano. I'm really proud of our school, our district, and my coworkers. You know, I feel like everyone just kind of, we just did what we had to do, you know. Like, here we are, it's Friday the 13th, that was our last day of school, and then we switched to the online formats. The biggest challenge I noticed well, chorus, obviously, you know, we just, it's so hard to do, you know, ensemble singing over the internet. And I've seen so many cool videos, these virtual choirs. I was curious if I could do it, you know, just on a way, you know, watered down version of that. And I realized it was skills that I didn't have, so. Putting students at home brings a whole different dynamic. You know, they could have one laptop that all the family members have to share, or maybe they don't have a strong signal. It's scary to think about going back to school knowing, you know, that, you know, choir, for example, you know, people have contracted, you know, the virus from that type of setting. So, you know, in the arts, performing arts particularly, you know, band students, you know, if we're supposed to wear masks when we go back to school, how do you play your instrument when you have a mask on? In choirs, we stand right next to each other. So, you know, we're really going to have to look at maybe even doing smaller ensemble things. Maybe instead of having a full ensemble, maybe it's more about learning vocal technique and production, but you're singing in a trio or a quartet rather than a full ensemble.
My best friend has a Christmas tree farm, a choose and cut farm in Haywood County, Boyd Mountain Christmas tree farm, and I help him every winter. When all this started, all the shows went away, I went over and planted Christmas trees. So there were about 7,000 Christmas trees got planted during the first part of this. So it was a lot of being in nature, putting trees into the ground that are gonna, well, that are just, it's great for the environment, and it's peaceful out there. We've been hiking, we got bikes during this. I've been wanting a bike for a long time. I grew up in the mountains of Western North Carolina. I think this is, I've traveled all over the world playing music. And I love this area as much as any place I've ever been. Charles Humphrey, he was a founding member of Steep Canyon Rangers. Charles and I are songwriting partners, and we were getting together about once every 2 weeks before this happened, and now we're still getting together, but we're doing it via Skype or Zoom, and we get to FaceTime or whatever and hammer out these songs, and it's so much fun. When you're really focused on something like that, it just takes your mind off of everything else.
Pandemic Arts is produced by the Will and Danny McIntyre Foundation in partnership with the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, the Madison County Arts Council, and WNCW. Pandemic Arts is adapted for radio by Corey Askew and Joe Kendrick. Our theme music is written and performed by Zoe and Cloyd. Major funding is provided by the Ray Bigelow Charitable Trust, the Carlisle Adams Foundation, and Fred and Lauren Weed. Stay safe and keep singing. I'm Laura Boosinger. Thank you.